TJ Reeves and number 24, Darrell Revis.
Yes, indeed. Here we are again on a Thursday evening. Great to have you with us on the Buccaneers Radio Network as we do get the opportunity to sit down with number 24. Good to see you again, Darrell Revis.
Hey, what's up, T? How you doing, fans?
it's a shame there's nothing going on this week as we get ready for this matchup here with the Arizona Cardinals. Nothing of note, right? I'm being just sarcastic.
It's another week, another opponent that we got to face and, come out with a win.
All right, so when all this goes on, which fans have been hearing about it and talking about it for a day and a half now, relate this in your own words as players. You're back at practice. You're getting ready for the game. Elaborate on that.
We come in Wednesday. We're getting prepared for the Arizona Cardinals, some breaking news, to us as players. A position change and Josh Freeman not starting no more, and the rookie Mike Glennon starting. So that was kind of a shocker, I think, to all of us as players. But it's coach's decision, and we support it.
I was just joking with you right before the show began. It's not like you personally haven't been through this with the Jets previously with Mark Sanchez. And, obviously a year ago you were injured, but it was a week-to-week thing about who the quarterback. Yeah. You've been through this is my point.
Yeah, I have. I think through this situation, you just got to support both sides. You got to support Josh. He's still our teammate. He's still a part of this team. He still can help us win. But also you have to support Mike Glennon as well. Coach gave him the go-ahead to start, and you got to support him too, especially him being a rookie and being young. I know it's probably a lot of pressure on him. But the best thing we can do as teammates is just support them and uplift them and be there for them.
And this is obvious, and Gerald was talking about this last night, and this is the case with defensive guys when it's a move on the offense. You have your own set of issues and things to worry about on the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah.
And for this week, that's worrying about Carson Palmer and Larry Fitzgerald and Rashad Mendenhall because you're on defense.
Yes. I don't know what the offensive game plan is. We don't get into those type of things. That's why we play defense, me and Gerald. So the only thing we can do is, have open arms, for Mike Glennon and support him. That's the best way. And support the offense of whatever decisions are made over there. And I hope it's vice versa if it was a change, on defense for us.
Again, we're going to take your phone calls as we go along, and we're going to talk some about the Arizona Cardinals, too, as they are the opponent for Sunday at Raymond James Stadium. That'll be a 1 o'clock kickoff. One thing that you might not be aware of because you've been practicing today and you've come in here to do the radio show, and we want to make the Buccaneer fans aware of this if they have not heard it as of yet. The Glazer family did announce this afternoon that the remaining home television games will now be televised for 2013. There had been some debate about whether this game would be blacked out this week or blackouts coming later on in the year. So I know there are fans rejoicing that they're going to get the opportunity, even if they're not able to come to the game. I know you want them, and the players and the coaches and everybody in the organization wants fans, loud, hostile environment at home, but there are a lot of people excited that can't come for whatever reason that are going to get to see the game. So I wanted to put that out there for the audience that may be just tuning in wherever you're joining us here tonight, that the Glazers did announce that in an official statement.
Awesome.
Rest of the games will be on TV at home for the remainder of the year.
That's awesome, man. That's very awesome. I'm sure the Tampa Bay organization is excited, as well as the fans. This is what we wanted. This is what we wanted. We wanted the fans to come support and be there. And I think it's just because, we had one home game, and it was a lot of excitement that game. It was a very great game, back and forth. And we performed, at a high level. And I think the fans loved it. And now they want to come back and support. And we got to keep on playing that way, high intensity, and just keep on playing it that way.
As a defense, when you are at home and you've got that crowd loud, and the other team's having trouble communicating, and you're almost able to feed off of that crowd, especially defensively. Because obviously, yeah, offensively, you want them to be quiet so that you can operate it, but defensively, you're kind of feeding off them. Just tell us more about what that means to the defense and to a defensive player.
It means a lot, you know. It's almost like Texas A&M. It's that 12th man that you have on your side, and it's more than 12 men. It's about 100,000, you know, 80 right. to 100,000
right.
that's on your side. But it's awesome, man. The fans get very into the game, and on defense, that's what we want. We want to disrupt the offense, and they help us. They're very big part of that.
Again, the voice of Darrell Rivas, who sits down with us here on Thursday nights on Buccaneers Total Access. Here's how you join us on the phones. You do so at 990-4620. If you're in Pinellas, 727-461-4620. Toll free wherever you can hear the show. And we've had, again, for the first two or three weeks of the show, fans checking in from all over the country that are listening through technology, through the internet, through apps. Find us at toll free 1-800-596-BUCKS, wherever you can get through on that toll free number. I have heard from some fans internationally that I guess are having trouble getting through on the 1-800 toll-free American line. If you're able to get through, however you're able to get through, wherever you can hear the show, dial us up, 1-800-596-BUCKS, 1-800-596-2827. 19 was joking last week that if you're dialing from the moon, that it was a special calling code, and he was giving out the calling code, but that's Mike Williams on Friday night. But wherever you can hear the show, you can find us toll-free if you're able to get through there on that number. By the way, you can also tweet me a question as we go. If you've got a question for Darrell, you don't want to wait on hold, or you can't get through, whatever the case is, do so at Buck Sideline Guy, B-U-C, Buck Sideline Guy, and we'll try to get to some Twitter questions and comments. Practice yesterday, we have had, it's unusual. I know this is your first season here. We had an unusual amount of rain, continuous
for
rain
the last couple of,
for
yeah.
a few days. It's,
yeah.
it's that's very uncommon for here. I mean, yes, it will rain, but it usually moves out. So it necessitated yesterday having to go inside to practice some. But as Gerald was saying on the show last night, you guys did that sometimes in training camp, too, to get out of the rain. Just talk about the preparation yesterday where part of it was inside and then you're out there in the rain for some of the practice yesterday.
See, you say it was unusual. You know, I came down here, you know, around April, and it would always rain during the night. So I thought it was normal.
Right.
I'm thinking, like, this is normal. So in my eyes, I guess I didn't really see it unusual because
right.
this is only my
you.
First time.
Not to you, right?
Yeah, being down here and moving down here. But, we practiced indoor a little bit. It was a walkthrough. We practiced indoor, and, the rain cleared, and the fields were okay to go out. And then after the walkthrough, we went out and practiced on
well,
the field.
And then, obviously, you know, you played a game, a home game a couple of weeks ago in the Saints game, where it was delayed by lightning, but the field was wet. And then it was mm-hmm. raining a little bit on and off the rest of the game. Just speak to the value. I mean, we don't know what it's going to do for Sunday or for the next couple of games. There could be a rain game where practice in the rain is valuable to Sunday and having to play regular season games, if it comes to that, in the rain.
You always want to be prepared, you know, for those type of games, and you got to practice in the worst case weather conditions. Sometimes I'm glad we don't get snow, but down here, but a little rain, practicing in the rain, I think that can help us a lot, you know, for those rainy games, you know, down the road.
Yeah, and the field conditions, you know, you got to check how slick the field is or isn't, and with your cleats and whatever. And
yep.
Tell me about your routine prior to a game, checking the field and how that works for you pregame warm up, an hour or an hour and a half before the game. How do you do all that?
It's usually guys usually just go out pregame. You know, pregame. I think home games, we kind of know how our field is, you know, when we play at home. We know how it is. Pregame, away games, you know, that's when you want to go out and check it, you know, check the turf, if it's turf, check it, you know, if it's grass, check the grass and see how it is. Because every field is different, you know. You know, I mean, I remember playing in, Chicago Bears. I mean, their field, the grass is a little high.
I remember we've been there a couple times. They love to grow it a good
right.
like half a foot.
Yeah, it's a little high. Yeah,
yeah.
So you got to pick up your feet. You got to pick up your legs when you play against Chicago at their stadium. And the Pittsburgh Steelers, I played there at Pitt. Heinz Field. I played there, and their field is muddy sometimes, and the grass is high as well. So you just got to know what type of surface you plan on, and I think guys, try to do that pregame right before the game.
There's the insight that we love, and we get here from Buccaneers Total Access. Again, we got much more coming up on the show. We'll talk about the Cardinals. We'll have some fun on a couple of other subjects, including Darrell making reference to Napoleon Dynamite earlier today in the locker room, and we'll tell you what that's all about as the show goes along. Stay with us. It is a Thursday night. We'll be right back on Total Access on the Buccaneers Radio Network. Continue on this Thursday evening with number 24 as this program continues on. How you feeling, by the way? You've got now three games under your belt coming back from the knee injury, and I know fans are always curious about your progress, and we saw the NFL Network special back a week ago. How you feeling, by the way?
I'm out there playing and everything. I'm still, doing rehab and maintenance on my knee. I got to stay up on it. I still don't feel quite 100% yet. It's going to take a little time. But I am getting my legs up under me, which is great. And, I just got to keep on improving. Keep on improving, keep on getting reps and get back into the mix and flow of football.
I've heard guys talk before about, I'm glad to be sore again when you've missed practice, and are you glad a little bit to be football sore, having played in games now? Is that a good soreness to have?
No, I never Not thought really? That was a good soreness. No. I never thought it was, because sometimes it feels like you got hit by a freight train after some of these games, and you kind of figure out, how am I going to get my body back for the next game? But it eventually comes back. But that soreness is I don't like to be sore, but it's something that comes with the territory. So,
not a fan of that. All right, 990-4620 if you're in Tampa. If you're in St. Pete Clearwater, 727-461-4620. Toll free, 1-800-596-BUCKS. 1-800-596-2827 is the toll free. Let's begin with Warren in Plant City. You are up here with Darrell Rivas on Buccaneers Total Access.
Hey, how you doing tonight, gentlemen?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Darrell, good to talk to you, man. I just want to say thanks for becoming a Buccaneer, man.
Thank you.
Your impact hasn't gone unnoticed. I just want to chime in, in light of a lot of the other things, team issues that are going on right now, not much has been said about the impact that Darrell has had back there in that secondary and the leadership on that defense. And I'll hang up and listen.
All right. Thanks, Warren. So with the younger guys especially, give us some insight into how you have been able to help them, pointing out things. You're a veteran, film room, weight room, practice field. Go ahead.
It's a certain way to do things, and I say this word that I'm going to bring up is just being a pro, being a pro and doing things the best. I'm not going to say the right way, the best way you can. For you to be successful. And, the young guys, they want, somebody that has experience so they can, look up to and ask questions. I mean, Rondae Barber, I'm sure he answered a bunch of questions that they had. I mean, he was a leader here for a long time. And missing that piece, man, and then getting it back from somebody who played a little bit, not as much as Rondae, but who has a little bit of experience, they kind of gain it back a little bit, and they're not, it's not like they have that tool to go ask somebody for information.
For example, like Jonathan Banks, who comes in as a first-year player, second-round pick from Mississippi State. You probably can relate, and as much as you want to share about coming into the league and trying to figure all this out, because you went through it a few years ago, and you can now help him go through it.
Yeah, it's just passing the torch, man. And I remember when I was a rookie, and I was in my rookie second year, third year. I mean, guys, veteran guys like David Barrett, Andre Dyson, those guys were veteran cornerbacks. And, you know, even though I came in as a rookie and started right away, those guys were still there to give me, advice about playing corner and about, how to be a good corner. And I just took that, I was a sponge, and I took everything I could, wrote everything down I could. For me to be successful in the league, and these guys are doing the same thing. Leonard Johnson is doing the same thing. Jonathan Banks, Devron Carr, he stepped up on special teams. So these guys are willing to learn, and they want to learn, and they want to be great.
Back to the phones. Eugene is listening to us in Phoenix, Arizona, with the Cardinals getting ready to play the Bucks on Sunday. Let's see what Eugene has to say on Total Access here with Darrell Rivas. Hello there.
Hey, guys. I'm really excited about the game on Sunday. I know we're going to win. Darrell, I'm really impressed with your tackling. And I've always been a big fan of yours, even when you played for the Jets. But I didn't realize how good of a tackler you were. And seeing you over the past few games, I'm really impressed with that. But aside from that, I really like the show. This is my first time listening. I'm a first-time caller, and you'll definitely be hearing me listen or call in the future. But I just wanted to tell you guys I'm really excited. Despite the hoopla, I know that we're on the right track, and we're going to win some games this year.
Oh, well, thank you, Eugene, for calling, and we appreciate the support, man.
I always have to do this. So, Eugene, do you have any connection to the Tampa Bay area, or did you just start rooting for the Bucks out in Phoenix? No. What's your connection?
West Tampa. Yeah, I'm from West Tampa, but okay. My job moved me here to Phoenix. I never stopped being a Bucks fan, been a Bucks fan since I was little. And in 2010, when the Bucks beat the Cardinals, I was at the game, and I'm hoping for the same success in this time.
Now, are there Buccaneer fans? Is there a pocket of Buccaneer fans out there? Are you all getting together to watch the game Sunday? What's the deal? Do you have any intel for us? Can you give us any update on that? What's the story?
Well, I plan on wearing all my Bucs gear and just infiltrating the biggest Phoenix Cardinals bar that I can find and getting in there. And when we win, I can celebrate.
Don't get into a fight, man. Yeah.
No,
EG,
no.
Be safe.
All right.
All right, Eugene, thanks there on that. He makes reference to the game 3 years ago. That was the game on Halloween Sunday afternoon, and the Buccaneers defeated the Cardinals that day in what was a wild game, as it turned out. A couple defensive touchdowns by the Bucs and won a wild game on Halloween. We flew home on Halloween that night, the last time that we played the Cardinals in the regular season. He was asking about your tackling. Tell me, I mean, you're a defensive back, where a lot of times you may be taking on guys that might be bigger, not to say that you're not big enough.
I'm small, you can say.
Okay, tackling technique. Tell me what goes into tackling at your position.
I think it's just you got to have a passion for it. I think it starts there. You just got to have a passion for it, and you got to be relentless with it. I mean, it's either he's going down or – you're going down, and when I mean you're going down is you're getting ran over, and he's going down to score. So I just think you just got to have passion, man. Just have passion to tackle and wanting to get the guy down.
There are some that played your position. Deion Sanders is probably the most famous. He obviously is an electrifying player, especially on returns, punt returns, interception returns, or whatever. But it was notorious that he was not the greatest tackler in the world and maybe not as interested in tackling and sticking a nose in there. Is part of the mentality just got to be, I'm going to stick my nose in there and try to make a play? It has to be part of it, right? Want to.
Well, yeah, I mean, that, but also I think, how I play is everything I want, in my game, I want it to be complete. I want everything. I want to sit there, hey, if somebody comes to my side, if it's a pitch, a running back getting a pitch and he's running down, running to the sideline, I just want to make sure I'm tackling him. I just want to have a complete game, tackling, covering, whatever I need to do to help, win. That's just how I look at it.
We continue here on the phones. Here is Anthony in Oklahoma who is listening on the Buccaneers Radio Network. You're on here with Darrell Revis.
Hey, TJ and Darrell, how y'all doing?
Doing good. How you doing?
Hey, man, first of all, man, just coming from, like I said, I'm a, like, a diehard Bucs fan, like you wouldn't believe, man, but I appreciate you, man, coming down to Tampa and adjusting and being an anchor that we have desperately needed.
Thank you.
You are what we were missing. I do have a comment and a question.
Yep.
Well, actually, the question is, first of all, you made me laugh, man, when you did the interview talking about you was licking your chops at Drew Brees, man. I just busted out laughing. I was like, man, it was just funny, man. You're a funny dude, and I love how you said that because I knew exactly what you was talking about. But one of the questions I have, do you play Call of Duty? Or anybody on the team, do y'all play Call of Duty? Do y'all have Clan Wars and all that type of stuff? And the comment that I have is, for the rest of this season and starting next week, I know that the defensive coordinator was saying how y'all going to run some zones and probably wouldn't play all the way man on Larry Fitzgerald. My comment is, man, just keep an eye on Larry, man, because you know they're going to try to sneak him up in there. Just watch out for Larry, man. I wish y'all the best of luck this week. I'm glad you're here, man. And, man, like I told Gerald yesterday, you know, y'all go get that Super Bowl this year, man. And the best of luck.
I appreciate that, Anthony.
All right. I'm laughing because, you know, he was –
Call of Duty, huh?
He was adamant yesterday about winning the Super Bowl. Now, he's asking you about video games, like Call of Duty and those.
Yeah.
Are you into any of that, or what's the story?
Yeah, I'm into those games. I haven't played them in a while. You know, just trying to get acclimated to Tampa Bay area and just trying to get settled down here. I mean, I haven't played those games in a while, so. And no, hey, he's supposed to, you know, say that, you know, hey, let's win that Super Bowl.
Exactly. Year.
That's our goal. That's our goal, definitely. So we appreciate that.
There's not a team right now in September that doesn't believe we can still be in the playoffs, get in, and then anything happens.
Oh, yeah.
Your dream, even, I mean, there are, I'm not making excuses. There are several other teams that are 0-3 in terms of the Giants, the Steelers,
oh, yeah,
the Vikings, the Redskins, and some of them that were in the playoffs last year that are bent on get in the playoffs, and then anything can happen, right?
Yeah, one game. Just, you know, one win, it sparks. It sparks that. And that's all we got to do. And it starts this week. It starts this Sunday. You know, we get this win, and then we'll move on to the next opponent and try to rack wins up, man. And our goal is to get to the playoffs. And once we get in a big dance, anything goes. Everybody knows that.
Yeah, and we've seen teams pull upset after upset and find themselves still playing 2-3. And even into the big game, once the playoffs roll, you never know what can happen. All right, real quick here on Buccaneers Total Access, here's John in Gulfport, who's also been hanging on. You are next here with Darrell Revis on the Buccaneers Radio Network. John?
Oh, hi. How you doing, Darrell? How's it going?
How you doing?
Hey, I was just calling to say, you know, I was really impressed with you guys the first two games, but this last game against New England, there was a lot of talk about putting you one-on-one with Julian Edelman. It seemed to me like Julian Edelman kind of broke your guy's back, basically. Is he just too small to cover? Or I'm just trying to figure out, you know, how he was able to, they were able to connect. Is it just Tom Brady that accurate? There was a lot of talk about you covering him one-on-one. I just wondered why that didn't happen, or was that even part of the game plan?
All right. Matching up last week. Go ahead.
It's a bunch of things that goes on, you know, during the game. I don't think we played zone. We mixed it up. We played zone. We played man. I usually don't play in the slot. We talked about it. We had a couple things, you know, for me to line up against him. But, things change. And we got to adjust sometimes, even during the game, we got to adjust. So, I know people, I don't think his game, he had an awesome game. I didn't even see all the stats, but, our main goal, was to stop Tom Brady. Yes, we do have to cover in the back end and everything, but we did fairly a well job, you know, against one of the best quarterbacks in the league.
When you went head-to-head with the Patriots in the past with the Jets, you'd be an authority on this. Were you on Wes Welker some in those situations, and was Edelman playing a similar role? I mean, I realize the game's in the rearview mirror, but was he kind of playing a similar role a little bit?
Not as much. They kind of switched the game plan up as well. We prepared for that. They showed us different looks. And the only thing you can do is give credit to Bill Belichick and Tom Brady. You know, we had certain things that we were supposed to do in the game plan, and they adjusted as well. And you know, it maybe wasn't to our liking or, you know, or to our advantage, but it is what it is. I mean, they get paid too.
Sure. When the game was over, you had mentioned to us before the game last week on the show that you had spent some time chatting with Tom Brady when the practices were going on. Mm-hmm. Did you get any chance after the game to say anything to him? Because you obviously have been rivals previously. Did you get to say hello or any of that? No?
No, because usually after a win, he runs off. So he runs off to the locker room. It's almost like you probably got to probably end up on their side of the locker room trying to chase him down. So I didn't get to chase him down.
Okay. Just checking up there on that, on whether you got to chat after the game or not there with that. We'll have more here on Buccaneers Total Access with Darrell Revis, including talking about the Arizona Cardinals. Again, you can join us on the phones, 990-4620, in Pinellas, 727-461-4620, and toll-free 1-800-596-BUCKS to join us on the Buccaneers Radio Network. We'll be back. By the way, there's a couple different people that are tweeting me. Philip has tweeted me, who is a Buck fan from Oakland, California. He's tweeted me before, and he says, I am here, just flew in from Oakland, will be at my first ever home game at Raymond James, hoping for a pick six from Darrell on Sunday. So shout out to
awesome,
Philip,
man.
Listening to the show here tonight, coming
that's
in awesome. From Oakland, California to watch the Bucks. All right, so I'm being chastised off the air because I made mention in the previous segment that earlier today in the locker room, as it relates to rookie quarterback Mike Glennon, you made reference to the movie, the comedy, the cult comedy classic from the early 2000s, Napoleon Dynamite.
Hey, yes.
And so some reporters picked up on it, some others did not pick up on it, but you see a little resemblance between Mike Glennon and John Heder as the comedian actor and his character, Napoleon Dynamite.
Yes, I do. It's very they look very similar. You know how sometimes you I would just say this. I mean, you know how sometimes you know you might got a double take on the person. And you might be like, whoa, hey, he looks like somebody. I've seen him in a movie or something, or he looks like somebody in the movies. And we had the rookie show during training camp, and lo and behold, Mike comes out as
Napoleon Dynamite. Tell us more.
He has the Pedro shirt on. He has the jeans. He has the shoes. And if you recall in the movie, when he danced for his friend, you know, for his friend, what was it? It was class president.
You're right. Yeah. Pedro's running for class president is the premise.
Right.
And so he's got the vote for Pedro's shirt on.
Right. And he does the dance, and that's what Mike did during a rookie show. So
did he get a standing O? Did he get laughing?
Yeah, we were laughing.
Okay,
yeah,
good.
I videoed it on my phone. I still got it on my phone.
Oh, my goodness.
Maybe I'll show you guys after the show.
This could potentially get out at some point of Mike Glennon as Napoleon Dynamite.
Yes.
Potentially.
Yeah,
who knows? You never know.
We might need to put this out.
Okay. So anyway, some reporters – so he's cool. Are you calling him Napoleon or Nap or
–
No, not Nap.
I just thought it was hilarious. I thought it was funny. I just wanted to lighten things up.
Now, <All right. laughs> I actually, when I saw these references and I knew we were doing the show tonight, I'm going to blow your mind with something that I looked up. If this is correct and it can be believed, do you know what John Heder, the actor, was paid? Because at that time, he was really an unknown actor. This was an independent film, not at a major studio.
Yeah.
It did exceptionally well. It's still replayed everywhere. You know what John Heder was paid for that movie? Take a guess. Paid to play Napoleon Dynamite, the lead character. Take a guess.
Do you want me to take a guess?
Mm-hmm. Mm. You know, if I'm setting it up this way, it can't be a lot of money.
I know that. I'm trying to think of a low number here.
If I said to you he got $1,000 for that role.
No.
He got $1,000 for that role, and then he obviously got a small percentage of whatever they made, and then he made much more than $1,000.
From the percentage.
But he was paid $1,000 low budget to be Napoleon Dynamite. I told you I'd blow your mind with that.
Yes. Wow.
How about that?
That's
low budget movie, my friend.
It was a success, though.
Yes.
I mean, it really was. It was an awesome movie. I mean, people still talk about it to this day. People probably still watch it. It still comes on TV.
The movie made, awesome. I looked it up. The movie made like over $90 million with the distribution and the replays and the whatever and the royalties. So he's making money.
Yeah.
But he initially signed on for that character.
You know what? They should make
it
too.
It's been 10 years. Bring it back.
Yeah. I mean,
update the characters.
Come on, yeah.
Okay.
Come on.
And you're saying Mike Glennon could maybe stand in for John Heder if he's not available.
Yes.
He'd be a taller Napoleon Dynamite, though, at 6'6".
Yes, after he wins some games and we go to the playoffs. And
Napoleon Dynamite, too.
Yeah.
Do it. All right.
Then we can present that to him.
Okay. I like it. All right. So we love the insight here on Total Access about the rookie show. Here is Jesse in Tampa. You are next on Buccaneers Total Access with Darrell Rivas. Hey, Jesse.
Yes, sir.
You're on, sir. Go ahead.
All right. Hey, Darrell, I want to tell you I admire you. Playing defense in high school, you know, you got a swagger to you. When we talk to some of the offensive players on the radio or whatever, they seem like they down, low-key, and all. you're upbeat, and that's what I always loved about playing defense. And also, I'm in my mid-60s, long-time Buccaneer fan, and I just had total knee replacement.
Oh, wow.
I'm wondering how the knee's doing, if you're doing all right, and if you think they rushed you out there too soon or whatever. But, I'm a long-time Buccaneer fan. We're always proud of our defense, no matter who was playing quarterback. It's just a pleasure to have you. I told my son like 8 months ago, not too long after you tore your knee up, I said, you know what, if we could just get Darrell Rivas to lock down that spot, we're going to make the playoffs. We're going to make the playoffs. So, you're to be admired coming back from an injury like that. And I'm one of your biggest fans. If I go buy your T-shirt, though, or your jersey, I know they'll trade you or something will happen. So
listen to that. Hey, now, Jesse, let's have fun with this. Are you going around telling people you got something in common with Darrell, that you're both coming back from knee surgery? Is that what's going on now?
Man. It ain't no picnic. I mean, I'm in my 60s, but the technology is so far advanced. I hurt my leg playing for Tampa King, when I was like 16, 40 years or so ago.
Wow.
And it was, if we had the technology now, I don't know, I might have played on, but anyway, he just shows what Tampa is, toughness, and we always going to be that.
All right.
Appreciate it, Jesse, man. Appreciate the call and get healthy. All right. We're on the same page, so I'm still not feeling all the way there. I will get back, but appreciate it.
How about that? So you never know, do you look at yourself maybe as a little bit of an inspiration on some of this for players that have been injured or even for fans to come back from injury, that you can come back and make it back?
Well, I think doing the ACL, deal with NFL Network, I think a lot of people got insight, on what I was going through, especially, a player never been, having a season ending injury, never been hurt, to have surgery. So I think a lot of people looked at that and really seen, how hard it is to come back from a knee injury, of sort. And that's all I wanted to put out is my journey, going through ACL injury. And it's awesome, man. That's all I wanted to do is let people see the inside of of my life and what I was going through. So if it's inspiration for people, that's awesome, you know, because they can strive for something and they got something to look forward to.
Don't let them tell you that you can't come back. You're living
proof.
Oh,
no.
You're living proof. Here you are, right?
Yeah.
Here you are. Let's see. Seneca sends me a tweet. I think Seneca was listening to us in Hawaii, if I'm not mistaken, previously through technology. So Seneca tweets me and says, Darrell, who's impressed you the most in that defensive room and how so? Do you have a name or a couple of names that maybe stand out that you've gotten to know now as teammates, be around them in the meeting room? Maybe you got three or four names that stand out. Go ahead.
You mean nicknames or
just people that, well, whatever. I mean, apparently Mike Glennon impressed you with the rookie show for a different reason, but we're talking about from a football standpoint.
No, you know, everybody is, you know, this locker room is very tight. You know, guys, you know, stick together, guys joke. Sometimes we steal each other's Gatorades just to play, you know, somebody might be thirsty and you take the Gatorade and be drinking it. And then they got to go get up and get another one. They like you still, you know. So we play little games here and there, and I think that's just the camaraderie and the chemistry and that's how we want to have it. You know, we see each other every day. It's like a family, and we see each other, you know, all day, every day, and that's how we want to be. And I think that just brings us closer, those type of things. Actually, you know, the DBs, we about to go watch the game, and you know, Thursday night game.
Really?
In a little bit. We're about to eat some food and just hang out. So we stick together, man. I mean, I know everybody on this team. I don't think I have to say names or you know, or go there. But, guys, man, we get together and we hang out.
You know, the game tonight is the 49ers and the Rams, two teams that we will see later on in the year. So it's not only entertainment, but in part, it will also be a little educational, too.
Yeah, I think for, you know, for us, it's going to give us a little bit of intel on both teams. And you know, we get to see some tendencies and find out what both teams are doing on both sides of the ball. So it's good. You know, we get to hang out, spend time together and chill. But also, you know, we're picking up tips and things that we can use later on when we play them.
Hey, in this case, Deshaun Golson comes to this situation from San Francisco, from the other part of the country. And, of course, 49ers are playing tonight, so you're going to watch the game with him on that one. But you and he are in the same boat. You came from another team to this team. So, in some ways, you have a bond with him where it's new for both of you. I mean, you're going through it together. What has that been like? Because you are in the same boat that he's in and the same for him with you.
You know, I think we clicked right away. You know, obviously I knew of him and he knew of me, and that's just knowing, you know, players around the league, and you know, he's one of the top safeties in the league, and you know, you keep an eye on, you know, people, you know, around the league and see what they're doing. And you know, he always caught my eye because of how he plays. You know, he plays very aggressive. He's a hard hitter. safety and so once we got here, actually before I got traded, I seen that he signed here and you know, when there was talks of me going there, and I was like, well, hey, you know, it's probably somebody I would want to play alongside too. So it worked out, and once we got, you know, once I got here, and you know, we clicked.
And it's interesting, but he's one of the leaders, obviously, as a guy that has come in his first season. I know Gerald has talked about this.
Yeah.
You know, Levante David, and who was here a year ago, Mason Foster, who's been here two or three years, talking about he's come in, and he's kind of become leader, not just on the defensive side of the ball, but team leader, too.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I look at Deshaun. He's a born leader. He's like that all the time. And you respect that. You respect that because at the end of the day, that's all he wanted to do is win. And that's how he knows how to lead, is leading by example. And we appreciate that. You know, on defense, he's our quarterback, you know, back there in the secondary. And you know, we follow his lead.
Back to the phones here on Total Access with number 24, Revis Island here. Darrell Revis with us on this Thursday night. Juan is in Riverview, and you are next on the Buccaneers Radio Network. Hello there.
Hey, Darrell.
Yeah, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, I'm doing all right. Hey, I like to see the way you talk, it seems like you're taking control of the defense. I just want to remind you of our bend but not break mentality here in Tampa. We always pride ourselves on defense. And like the one of the previous callers, I graduated from King.
He's talking about King High School in Tampa. You got to remember, Juan, Darrell doesn't know all the high schools here, but that's okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. I don't know.
Just that mentality. You're hitting guys. You're playing great defense, man. We've always prided ourselves on defense, and I want to keep that legacy going. You guys are doing a great job. That's all I wanted to say, man. I'm behind you guys all the way. It don't matter who our quarterback is. It matters who the leader on our defense is, and I want that to be you. And just do that for me, man. All right?
Yeah, thanks, Juan. Thanks for calling, too. I got you.
So when he's talking about bend but don't break, we hear that, you know, announcers throw that out all the time on games. Is there such a thing in a defense or in a defensive meeting room, or is that more for the fans and cliches from announcers doing games about bend but don't break defense? What about that?
I don't know. I really, you know, I understand, you know, what Juan was saying. But, I really think we're fine, man. I think, you know, the fans and, you know, haven't seen, you know, us play our best ball yet. You know, I mean, we've been doing, I won't even say great. We've been doing okay. But we haven't played our best ball yet. And as we grow as a defense, we're going to keep on getting better and keep on improving. And that's how I see it. And I'm excited. You know, I'm excited. I mean, a lot of guys are excited on this team, you know, about how we've been playing. But there's still room for improvement. And with the guys we got, man, we got some talented guys. we really do. That's what's the scary part about it. We got some talented guys. And as long as we stick together, man, sky's the limit for our defense.
All right, we will pause here. We still have to talk Arizona Cardinals and a guy by the name of Larry Fitzgerald. There's a Pittsburgh connection for Larry Fitzgerald and Darrell Rivas. We'll do that coming up. And again, we'll try to squeeze in another call or two here before we're done on this Thursday night. It is Buccaneers Total Access. We're here with Darrell Rivas on Thursday nights, and we'll be right back on the Buccaneers Radio Network. Remaining moments here with number 24 on a Thursday night. So do we need to share? Are you a big fan of semi-pro with Will Ferrell? We were just talking about that during the timeout. You were talking about Napoleon Dynamite.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Will Ferrell.
I think that Heater was better in Blades of Glory with Will Ferrell, the skating comedy movie, if you ever saw that.
Yeah, no, I saw that too.
That was funny too.
That was funny.
Will Ferrell rarely makes a bad movie.
Will Ferrell, he's always competing. In
yes.
his movies,
well,
back
he's
in
an
Step
athlete.
Brother,
yes.
Yeah, you know, semi-pros.
Yeah, athlete Ricky Bobby.
Yeah, Ricky, yeah.
Ricky Bobby, the NASCAR, yeah. Talladega Nights. Yep, the NASCAR movie on those. All right, I'm just checking
Anchorman.
In. Anchorman.
Can't wait till the second one come out.
Yeah. Are they going to make a second
one? Yeah, they're making a two.
Supposedly a Dumb and Dumber 2 is coming out.
Oh, my goodness.
Almost 20 years later.
I don't know if that's
15, 18 years later, whatever it is. So we'll see. All right, we'll talk Arizona Cardinals in just a second. Kayla has been waiting in Tampa. Kayla, you're on with Darrell Rivas. Hello there.
Hi, Darrell. I just want to let you know I'm a huge, huge fan. I've been for many years.
Thank you.
I just had a quick question. Is there anybody that inspired you or that you pay credit to in becoming probably one of the best corner in the league and, in my opinion, ever?
Kayla, I've tried to make my game after a bunch of, you know, cornerbacks, you know, Deion Sanders, Daryl mm-hmm. Green, Ty Law, you know, Rod Woodson, Mel Blunt. I would go back, you know, look at guys and seeing how successful they was. Aeneas Williams, Cardinals. I mean, he played about 14, 15 years, so. Yeah, I tried to just mimic my game after them and try to take pieces out of their game to put in mine and try to mold my own self in the corner that I am today. So, yeah, man, I watch all of those positions because I've been a cornerback since I started playing football when I was 7 years old. So, yeah, to answer your question.
All right, awesome. Kayla, anything else?
No, that's it. Thank you.
All right. Good
night.
You're welcome. All right. How about that? A couple of more are getting in on Twitter. I was telling you, we're hearing from all kinds of fans on Twitter. Nick tweets me from Chattanooga, Tennessee here and says, ask Darrell, how is Jonathan Banks developing three games in? What would you say about that real quick as a rookie?
Jonathan is doing very well. I think I'm most surprised how mature he is. You know, usually, you know, rookies coming in, you know, straight from college, you know, it's kind of a learning curve. But he's being very mature. I mean, I think that's why he's, you know, he's in the starting lineup and he's out there playing a lot. So I'm real impressed about him and his future. I think he has a bright future.
You tell the story real quick in about 30 seconds or however long you can get it in, that in your first game, you were telling this to us off the air, you're playing the Patriots at home in 07,
yeah,
and Tom Brady dropped back. And there were three of you, if I'm correct.
I wasn't there. I was in cover two.
All right,
on the other side of the field.
But there, here comes the ball being thrown 60 yards, 65
yes.
yards in the
yeah.
air to Randy Moss. Your
yeah.
first NFL welcome to the moment, welcome to the NFL game.
Yeah.
What was, I mean, pick up the story.
Well, we were in cover two. So Randy was on my side. I jammed. He goes. He does like a over route, but it's like a deep. It's like we call it cross country. It's a deep over.
So he's running to the other side of the field. If we can visualize
yes,
this,
that's what we call a cross country.
Width wise, right?
It's an over route, and he jets over there. I see Tom drop back, and I just see him just launch the ball as far as he can. I mean, it looked like he threw his shoulder out.
Right.
How hard he threw it. And I had to be – it might have been 70.
The ball was
easily
65, 70 yards in the air.
Yes, it was out there. He launched it out there. And that's all I see is Randy didn't even break stride. I mean, he's just running. A couple of our defenders, he passed them too. He left
right.
them. And the ball dropped into his arms, and that was on the other side of the field.
Yes.
Which people need to understand. You know, he came from my side of the field, and he ran an over route, a cross-country route, to the other side of the field. And it was about 65, 70 yards that he ran and scored. It was awesome.
And then you're going, this is the NFL. There's Tom Brady. There's Randy Moss.
Yes, yes.
This is the NFL.
I was kind of starstruck because I would watch, you know, you watch Randy and all these guys. You watch
sure.
Tom Brady and them. And
gotcha.
I was kind of starstruck that
I understand. All right, Larry Fitzgerald, a guy you know from the Pittsburgh college days,
mm-hmm.
and you may be seeing him. He's a question mark right now with a hamstring injury. Didn't
mm-hmm.
play a lot in the game last week, but we'll see how effective he can be. But what about the matchup with Larry Fitzgerald and the Cardinals coming Sunday, 1 o'clock?
I think we match up with these guys well. You know, and like I said earlier in a couple interviews earlier today after practice, you know, Carson Palmer, man, he looks like he's rejuvenated, you know, from his Cincinnati days, you know, with him and Chad Ochocinco. So he looks very good. And I'm looking forward to the matchup with Larry and you know, their receiving corps. They have some great receivers. They have Michael Floyd. They have Andre Roberts as well. So I think we match up, like I said, we match up well with those guys. And we got some things for them. We got some things.
You're ready. You're not going to divulge what they are.
Yeah,
but you're ready to go.
I can't talk about the game plan.
you've gone head to head with Larry Fitzgerald a couple of times before in your career, right?
I think I just played him once.
Once?
I just played him once, and it wasn't good on his behalf. It wasn't good on his part.
What do you mean?
I got the best of them.
You got the best
Larry,
of them.
Larry, I mean, just to let everybody know, I mean, me and Larry are real good friends. And,
okay.
And he's going to play this game very hard because he's been hounding me about the last time I you know.
You got it.
I whooped on them. So.
How about that? We have to leave now, but how about that for a tease for Sunday at 1 o'clock? Leave us with that, and we have been sufficiently teased for the game Sunday. Darrell, great job tonight, and we look forward to the Bucs and the Cardinals Sunday at 1 o'clock, and we'll talk to you again on Buccaneers Total Access.
All right.
Thank
you.
Down the road. Thank
you. Appreciate
it. Have a great
night.
All right,
TJ.
My thanks to Eric Sachs back at the Network Control Center. Jeff Ryan here at One Buc Place. Have a great night. We'll talk to you Sunday at 1 for the Bucs and the Cardinals on the Buccaneers Radio Network.